I'm just going to launch right into the message. That song just speaks so much about what the Holy Spirit wants to share today. We want to just focus on what the Father's done for us through the body and blood of His Son. The greatest plan of salvation. His salvation is so awesome. He is the giver of salvation. And we just want to pour out our hearts before Him. Say that we love Him. We need Him. We're thankful. And tell Him truly how wonderful He is. That's the focus. Just focus on that. Focus on Him. Focus on how wonderful He is and what He's done for us. Focus on His Son, Jesus, the one that He chose to cut covenant with and through. He chose to sign the new covenant in the blood of His Son, Jesus. To have Him be the sacrifice for our sins. To bear all of our iniquities. To put the chastisement for our peace upon Him. To break us free from the penalty and power of sin. From the grip of Satan. Oh, He is so wonderful. He is so awesome. And we praise You. We praise You, Lord. And that's the title of my message today. The Body and Blood of Jesus, the Son of God. We declare that You are the Son of the living God, Jesus. And we stand upon that confession, the confession of our faith, that there is no other name given under heaven by which men must be saved but the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And Your name truly is above all names. There is no way to come to the Father except through You, because You are the way, the truth, and the life. Thank You for making a way for us to be reconciled to the Father. Thank You for redeeming us, purchasing us with Your blood to make us Your children. Thank You for bringing that peace between us and Father God, Jesus. We thank You and praise You. Psalm 96, verses 1 and 2 says, "Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless His name, and proclaim the good news of His salvation from day to day." Well, we declare and proclaim, Lord, day to day how great Your salvation is, and it is the greatest news. And Father, we want to sing new songs about it every day. We want to bless Your name every day, and we want to proclaim the gospel of Your salvation through Your Son, Jesus Christ, every day. For God, You are great and greatly to be praised. Praise Father God for all He's done through the body and blood of His Son. So as I said, as we gather to take communion today, to receive communion together, we're doing it with grateful hearts, loving hearts, full of love for Him, full of joy for Him, full of thanks for Him. And we're proclaiming the good news of His salvation. Paul said in the end of Corinthians 11:26, every time that you receive His body and blood, you are proclaiming His death, or you're proclaiming the gospel, the good news of what He's done for you until He comes. So we're proclaiming, we're declaring, we know what He did for us, that He's the only one that can save us, that it was through His body and blood that God purchased us, redeemed us, reconciled us, brought us back to Him, gave us new life, gave us everything. He did everything for us. He did through the body and blood of Jesus, through His Son, Jesus Christ. It's in Christ alone that we stand, in His love alone that we stand. Christ alone redeemed us and reconciled us to the Father. We'll be looking in the book of Colossians today, Colossians chapter 1, and we're going to start in verse 12. In that chapter, starting in verse 12, Paul tells us of some other amazing benefits that the Father has purchased for us or given to us through those who have put their faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. And we just want to look at a few of those things. And then we want to talk about reconciliation. There's two verses that use the word reconcile in this that we're going to look at, and I believe it's verse 20 or 19 and 23, I believe it is. But that the word reconcile that's used in these verses talks about, it's not talking about bringing peace to two parties who never had any dealings together before. But it's talking about bringing peace to two parties, two groups, where there has been a major disturbance, a major severing, a major breaking of the relationship. And it's all about his peace. It's all about restoring peace, our peace with Father God, and not only peace with us, but you'll see that Paul's going to say he restores peace between heaven and earth. It's pretty amazing. But let's go ahead and look at the benefits. Verse 12. Actually, let me just read through the whole verses. Verse 12. Giving thanks to the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Talking about Jesus, who is the image of the invisible God. He's the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Everything in the whole universe is held together by Jesus. Even when he was in human flesh here on earth, walking this earth in human flesh, guess what? Guess who was holding the whole universe together? He was. Isn't that awesome? You ever think about that? That's amazing. And he is the head of the body of the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn. He's the firstborn from the dead, so that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace, there's the word peace, having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death. Why? To present you holy and unblameable and unprovable in his sight. Praise the Lord. Verse 12, we give thanks to the Father who has, it said, King James says, made us meet. That means, you know what that means? That Father God has qualified each one of us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. You may not have any inheritance from anybody here on earth. I've told you this before. But let me tell you, you have the Father God through his Son Jesus Christ has qualified each one of us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. The inheritance of the saints in the light. He is our portion. You know, in some inheritance, one person gets a little bit, another person gets a little bit of this, someone gets that. But for us, as believers, our inheritance, what is our portion of the inheritance? He is. He is our inheritance. And so that means everything that belongs to him, we are joint heirs with Christ. Heirs of God, it says. We're literally heirs of God. He is our portion. There's no greater inheritance than that. But the Father, remember, it's the Father God who has qualified us. How did he do it? I'm going to keep repeating this. Through the body and blood of his Son, Jesus Christ. Through the perfect sacrifice. Verse 13. Not only that, it says, he has delivered us from the power of darkness. Listen, the power of darkness talks about Satan's kingdom. There was no one on earth, none of us could have ever set ourselves free from him. He's way stronger than we were. But aren't you glad there was one who was stronger than the strong man who came to bind him and defeat him and spoil his house? Amen? Only Jesus could do that. Only Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for doing that. Thank you for setting us free. Not only that, he didn't just deliver us, but after he delivered us from the kingdom of darkness, what did he do? Translated us, transferred, transported, however you want to look at it. He beamed us up. No, just kidding. But that's what he did. Thank God that he didn't just deliver us, get us out of the Satan's dungeon and kingdom and say, okay, here you go. You're on your own now. But no, he didn't do that. He delivered us, set us free from the power of darkness and Satan's kingdom, and then immediately puts us into the kingdom of his Son. Fills us with the Holy Spirit and gives us power. Now we walk, what? By the power of his name, by his authority. Verse 14 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood. So not only has he qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance, delivered us from darkness, put us into the kingdom of his Son, but he has redeemed us through his blood. Redemption is such a powerful, powerful word in the scriptures. It simply means he purchased you. He bought you back from the slave market. He purchased you from Satan. He took, and no one can ever buy you back, and you don't ever have to be worried about that going back into that. You cannot, and no one else can buy you back now. You belong to him. We belong to him. How did he do it? Through his blood. Not only did he purchase us, but he gave us the forgiveness of sins. Thank God he took our sins away. Not only could we never defeat Satan, but we could have never, ever paid the price for our own sins. Those two things were totally unconquerable by us. But thank God that he loved us so much that he sent his Son, his perfect, holy, sinless, perfect Son, to take on body and blood, so that he could be the perfect sacrifice. He could have his body broken for us and his blood shed for us to redeem us and forgive us our sins. So those are five benefits that God gives all believers through Christ. He's enabled us to share in the inheritance, rescued us from Satan's kingdom of darkness, made us his children. He's brought us into his eternal kingdom. Hallelujah. Thank God it's an eternal kingdom. It's not a temporary kingdom. This isn't a temporary thing that he's done for us. It's eternal. It's forever. He's purchased our freedom from sin and judgment with his blood, and he has forgiven all our sins. These were all accomplished through the body and blood of Jesus. Thank God that for what we've received in Christ. That's why we're here, to pour out our hearts to him, to say thank you. Say, we love you, we need you, and to say, you are wonderful. What a wonderful, awesome plan of salvation. We could have never saved ourselves, but he loved us so much. And it's interesting, these things that Paul mentions, I'll just go ahead and share this with you. Acts 26, I just love this about Paul. Acts 26, verses 17 and 18. Everything that Paul just mentioned here is exactly what Jesus told him he would do. That he would be allowed to help God do for people. Paul's sharing his testimony. This is what Jesus told him, delivering you from the people, verse 17, and from the Gentiles to whom now I send you. For what? To open their eyes, turn them from darkness to light, take them out of the kingdom of darkness, and from the power of Satan to God, and that they receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. That was Paul's job description that the Lord gave him to do. And guess what? It's part of our job description. We get to be part of that also. If we choose to be, God will use us to bring others out of the kingdom of darkness into his marvelous light, to set them free from sin and Satan, to get them so that they can be qualified to be partakers of the inheritance, and most of all, the forgiveness of their sins. Verse 15, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. Verses 19 and 20. For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him, here we go, to reconcile all things to himself. By him, whether things on earth or things in heaven. As I shared earlier, the Greek word for reconcile here isn't talking about setting up a relationship of peace that never existed before between two parties, but it's the restoration of a relationship of peace which has been disturbed. How many of you know when Adam and Eve sinned, the relationship between God and man was broken, it was disturbed. The relationship between heaven and earth, there was some disturbance there. There were things that needed to be reconciled. There were issues that needed God to bring peace to them. And the only way he could do that was through his Son. And Paul said, that it was because the fullness of God dwelt in him. Amen? That's the only reason he could do it. God and God alone is the only one who could have reconciled us to himself. And he did it through the body and blood of his Son, Jesus. How could Jesus bring peace? Because he's the Prince of Peace. He's the Son of God. And Paul specifically tells us at the end of this verse, verse 20, what? How he did it. Having made peace, how? Through the blood of his cross. Through his blood, he made peace. Through his blood, he reconciled us. His blood is his life. So in other words, through his death, burial, and resurrection, through shedding his blood on the cross and giving his life for us, he reconciled us, and restored peace to our relationship with God. You must have faith in the blood. Whenever they talk about the blood of Jesus in the New Testament, it means the offering of his life as a sacrifice for our sins. By faith in his death as a sacrifice for sin, by believing that he took our sins upon him, he died in our place. Therefore, in some sense, making his offering ours, we're one with him on the cross. By approving it, loving it, and embracing it, trusting it, our sins become pardoned. We must approve it. We must apply it. We must appropriate the blood. We must love his blood. We must embrace it. Trust it. That's the only way that our sins can be forgiven and pardoned. And our souls made pure. Amen? Romans 3:25. God offered him, Jesus, so that by his blood he should become the means by which people's sins are forgiven through faith in him. We also learned that he's reconciled us not only by the blood in these verses, but through his body of flesh, through death. So I chose these verses because they specifically speak about the blood and body of the Lord as the two main weapons that God used to conquer sin, Satan, death, hell, the grave, our sins, give us new life, set us free. That's why we take communion. That's why we receive communion. That's why we take the time to come together as one and receive the body and blood of the Lord, because we're making that statement that he's done all these things for us and so many more. These are just a few of them. Colossians 1, verses 21 and 22. And you, who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now, here we go, he has reconciled how? In the body of his flesh through death. Thank you, Lord. You are truly, truly wonderful. And look what the end of that verse says. Through his blood on the cross, through his body on the cross, through his death on the cross, his sacrifice was so perfect and so accepted by the Father that it says, through it he can present us holy, blameless, and above reproach in his sight. Amen? Father, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for your son Jesus. Your plan of salvation, so awesome, so incredible. The new covenant which Jesus signed in his blood and through his body, which was broken, opened up the door for us to have a new covenant with you, a new relationship, to have peace in our relationship. Thank you for restoring us to you. Thank you for making us your children. Thank you for giving us, making us qualified for that inheritance to be heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for delivering us from the power of darkness. Thank you for saving us from the penalty of sin and the power of sin. Thank you, Lord, that you've put us into your kingdom, the kingdom of your son, Jesus. Oh, we praise you and thank you. And thank you for purchasing us with your blood back from the slavery of Satan and sin and all the bondage that we were in. You purchased us back. You have set us free now. You've made us new creations in you, Lord. And we thank you most of all for the forgiveness of our sins through the blood, your blood. Thank you, Lord. No wonder we're here to take time now to focus on what you did for us. Remember what you did for us. And Lord, I just pray that as we receive your body and your blood today, that you just do a radical work in each one of our hearts, our minds, our bodies. Father, that you would manifest yourself in such a powerful way as we receive the body and blood of Jesus and continue on in worship and ministry time, that there would just be such an anointing and flow of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Take complete control. You already have, but we just surrender it and release it again and ask you, Holy Spirit, do a mighty, mighty work in this place in each one of us today. And I go back to Psalm 96, verses 1 to 3. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name, proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations and his wonders among all peoples. He's worthy. He's wonderful. What he has done for us, I just pray that every day you'll wake up and have a new song in your heart about him. That God would just fill our hearts with new songs every single day. That we would just bless his name, praise his name like never before, and that we would share the gospel of his salvation with everyone and take his glory to the nations. Amen. Amen. We praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Have the ushers go ahead and give out the body and the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Just focus on Jesus. Focus on him. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the awesome plan of salvation. Thank you for his body and blood, for the cross. Thank you, Lord, that he was buried and that you proved that you accepted his sacrifice by raising him from the dead on the third day. He has conquered death, hell, and the grave. And Father, he not only gives us forgiveness of sins, but the gift of eternal life is our promise in your eternal kingdom. Oh, Lord, we are so blessed. And not only that, but he's given us the Holy Spirit and power and authority and victory to live victorious lives for him here and now, to serve him and do things that for him that we couldn't even think of or imagine, Lord. So I just ask you to do that, to release assignments today, Lord. Just speak to your people today. Release anointing, Lord. Fire us up, Lord, today. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Our soul rejoices greatly in our God. Hallelujah. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Why? Because he has done great things. And what are those things he's done? He's forgiven all our iniquities. He's healed all our diseases. He fills our mouth with good things. He has redeemed our life from destruction, from the pit. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad you're not in the pit anymore? He has set our feet upon a rock. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Lord, we're here. We're pouring out our hearts before you. We need you. We love you. Oh, and we thank you. We are so thankful to you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. You are wonderful. You are wonderful. The Lord Jesus, on the night which he was betrayed, took the bread, and when he had given thanks, think about that, he was betrayed and could still give thanks. He broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's receive the body of the Lord together. Oh, how sweet it is. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your body, Lord. Thank you for your body, which was broken for us. Thank you for reconciling us through your body, through the death on the cross, Lord. Thank you for your peace, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your peace. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, I love this. This cup is the New Testament in my blood. He had to sign that new covenant with his blood. He made an agreement with the Father that he would do that for us because he loved us so much. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this cup in the New Testament. Thank you for this cup of blessing. Your blood, your precious blood. Thank you for redeeming us from every tribe, tongue, and nation with your blood and making us your kings and priests to rule and reign with you forever. We drink this right now in remembrance of you. Let's receive the blood of the Lord together. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. We sing to you, Lord. We sing a new song to you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We proclaim your name. We proclaim your salvation through your body and blood of your Son, Jesus. Father, thank you. Thank you so much. We declare your glory among the nations, your wonders among all peoples. It truly is a wonder, as Diane was saying. It is wonder. It's a wonder what you've done for us. We got to let the people know all your wonders. You are so wonderful. He's so wonderful, you got to let him know about all the wonders. Right? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right, worship team, if you're ready, let's praise him.